we get going, then we shouldn't have a problem with covering more ground than usual. If we end up somewhere over here, we might be able to fit it into our usual 40 minutes because it's really not a hard amud. And there's some stories and good times to be had. Good times to be had. Good times.
What's the good times
rule? We are on the seventh line where the Gemara says, the Gemara is quoting here the Mishnah that says that when the Mishmaros would go in, the Kohanim and Levim would go in to do their thing in the Mikdash. Yisrael Shabaosa Mishmar Miskansin Ba'areim according to Maisa Bereishis. So the Yisrael of that Mishmar, so you would have Yisrael, in every Mishmar you would have Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. So the Yisraelim that were attributed to that Mishmar, they would gather in their cities and they would read the Kriyas HaTorah, they would read it would be from Maisa Bereishis. So our Gemara is going to take up, why are they reading Maisa Bereishis? So the Gemara says, Minani Mili, from where do we get this from? Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Acha. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says, Amar Ravasi in the name of Ravasi, Il Mali Ma'amados, if it were not for these Ma'amados, for these Yisraelim staying in place of their brethren to read the to be osek in the korban along with the kohanim and levim, lo niskaimu shemayim va'aretz, the shemayim va'aretz would not be around. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, vayomer Hashem Elokim. Avraham says to Hashem, bama edaki irashena, how do I know with what zechus am I going to be yoresh the land of Israel? Amar Avraham, Ribono Shel Olam. Avraham said, Hashem, Shema Yisrael Chotem Lefanecha, Ata Osa Lehem Kedor Mabalo Kedor Aflaga. If Klal Yisrael is Chote, you're going to wipe them off the map, aren't you? Amar Leilav. So Hashem said, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. Amar Lefan of Ribono Shel Olam, Avraham says, Hashem, Hodieni B'mai Roshena. Let me know with what zechus am I going to have, are my children are going to have, that we're going to be Yorish the land. Amar Leis, so Hashem responds to him, Kechali Egla Mishuleshes Ve'ez Mishuleshes Ve'ayil Mishulash. Hashem, in other words, says to him, Korbanos, I want you to bring Korbanos. In the Zechus of the Korbanos that you bring, you're going to be Yorish the land. Amar Lefanov, so Hashem says, Ribono Shel Olam, Teinach Bezban Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. I understand, once the Beis HaMikdash is around, we can bring Korbanos, and we can essentially save ourselves. But Bezman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Matahe Aleihem. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, now what? You're going to wipe us off the map. Amar Lo, so Hashem says to him, Kvar Takanti Lahem Seder Korbanos. Even Shelo Bezman Beis HaMikdash, I've already been misakein the Seder Karbanos. Seder Karbanos, so the Karbanos that we read every morning. The Parshios of the Karbanos. I was already misakein that. Bezman Shekoren Bohen.
Means what?
I instituted it. I established it.
To make a Takana.
He already established that. Bezman Shekoren Bohen Lefanai, as long as Klal Yisrael reads those Karbanos, Mali Ani Aleihem, I will consider it Ki Ilu Hikruvim Lefanai, as if they actually brought the Karbanos in front of me. Vani Mochalehem Al Kol Avonoseihem, and I will forgive them for all of their sins, which is an amazing thing. Hashem is saying to Avraham, not just that you can read Seder Karbanos. If we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you can read the Seder Karbanos. He says to him, Kvar Takanti Lohem. Means this is an original Takana. This is not, don't think that it's like a Bidiyevid. Okay, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What are you going to do? Okay, there's nothing else you can do, so read the Karbanos. It is Mamish Alechad Chila. If you have the Karbanos, you bring the Karbanos. You don't have the Karbanos, so then this is what you're going to do. Kvar Takanti Lohem. It's a Lashon of, it was already there. It was always there, right? The whole state of Karbanos, it was always instituted. It was always established for you.
David, all right.
Yes.
So we understand.
Oh, we understand? Oh, very good.
Wait, we understand that prior to the Mishkan, prior to
the tabernacle,
the Mizbeach, okay,
the altar,
before the, I'm not talking about the Beit HaMikdash, I'm talking about the Mishkan in the desert,
the tabernacle,
and even the Mishkan when they came to Israel, okay, they were able to offer korbanos,
indeed,
and even before, even as they were the, we'll say the 70 who came over to to Mitzrayim, even at that point, they were able to offer korbanos on Bamas, right?
They made their own mizbechos, yeah.
Meaning that it was always there that they could offer.
Correct. Tana Rabbanan.
What I don't understand is the question on the Hanimili was why do we read Maisei Bereishis, but we're ending with why we read the Korbanos.
Very good. It's
a
good question.
How do we get from one to the other? And
it's a good question.
It seems like reading Sefer Bereishis has something to do with destruction.
I totally agree with you. The Gemara starts off saying if it were not for the Ma'amados, if it were not for these people who are standing in place of Klal Yisrael over the Karbanos, if it weren't for those people, then lo niskaimu shamayim va'aretz. So shamayim va'aretz wouldn't be makuyim, right? So therefore we read the parshios of shamayim va'aretz. I would think, therefore, we should read the parshios of Karbanos. Right? I mean, that's essentially what you're saying. Why do we jump from one to the other?
In the Ma'amados. When you're not in the Mikdash.
Right. Yeah, it's a very good question. I'm not entirely sure. I don't know. Maybe the point is to drive home the point to these people who are standing in place that there is a tremendous significance to what you're doing. The significance of what you're doing is that you are Mekayim Shemayim Ba'aretz. And by doing the reading, they're instilling that idea into their minds. They're not just reading Seder Karbanos, because otherwise maybe it becomes a little bit routine, a little bit mundane. But by reading the Maisa Bereishis, they are essentially reinforcing the significance and importance of what they are, of what they're doing. They're not just symbols. They are mamish.
If they were saying the Seder Korbanos, it would seem like they would have a direct parallel to the Korban itself. But if they're saying something different, then they have a specific role that goes in concert with the Korban.
Right.
I think they would denigrate it almost if they're doing this thing like over a couple of hands.
Very good. Very good. It's even better, right? It's like a tag team. It's a tag team approach.
It's
the ultimate warrior and Hulk Hogan working together.
I never thought the ultimate warrior would make it into the Gemara.
Just as reading the Korbanos is like bringing the Korbanos.
What?
Just like reading the Korbanos is like bringing the Korbanos.
Yes.
So reading about Maaseh Bereishis is Keilu. We've become.
Exactly.
It's a dangerous Gemara.
What?
It's a dangerous Gemara because you're thinking now you don't have to do tshuva. All you have to do is read the Korbanos. Matakins all your sins, get rid of all your.
But isn't that true by Karbanos in general? I mean, isn't it dangerous to have the establishment of Karbanos where we know if I do any chait, if I flip the lights on Shabbos, I could just bring a Karban.
The Karban doesn't get rid of that.
What?
Part of that is that, part of it is doing your own tshuva.
Right.
But having that Korban was you could see that the tshuva has been accepted, it's been taken up. But
right.
If you don't do legitimate tshuva,
correct.
You've just burnt an animal in front of a chef.
Right.
Like it's not.
Whereas the Seder Korbanos?
It's
more than that.
Isn't it, you make a mistake once, okay, bring the korban. But if you keep making the same mistake...
Fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me
right?
Twice, shame
right? Is that what you were thinking? Because I'm not thinking anything. What I just said is not parallel to anything.
Vaguely. Okay, but
for intentional versus
unintentional. Oh man, I really wanted to get to Chav Ches today. I guess it's not gonna happen.
We will get there.
All right.
You know, it
can go over 40 minutes.
It's like
I'll just clean tomorrow.
It's like
use my ultimate warrior mushroom because I think that really worked for people.
Sorry,
I don't know
how quite to put it in words, but it's like sugar. I can't think of the word.
Sugar and spice. Okay, we're gonna go on, and when you get to it, you're gonna email it to everybody. Okay.
Yes. So what?
The word.
Anyway, the Gemara now goes on to explain.
It's okay.
to explain. Well, you'll see what the Gemara says. The Gemara throws a little monkey wrench into the whole concept of why we're reading Maaseh Bereishis. Tana Rabbanan, Anshei Mash Mishmar Hayu Mispalim Rakorban Acheim. The people of the Mishmar, they would daven for the korban of their brothers. Shiskavu Baratzon, that it should be received. That it should be received well. Va'anshei Maimid Miskansin LeBeis HaKnesses, and the people of the Ma'amad, they would be Miskanis in the Beis HaKnesses. They would come into their shuls. V'yoshvin Dalat Hanios, and they would fast 4 times. B'sheni, B'Shabbos, B'Shlishi, B'Raviyu, B'Chamishi. They would fast 4 days within the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Our Gemara will explain why not Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. B'Sheni, on Monday, Al Yorde Hayam. On Monday, they would fast for the Yorde Hayam. Why on Monday would they fast for the Yorde Hayam?
What's the Yorde Hayam?
Because
that's
it says...
the sea.
What? Because on Monday, what was created on Monday?
The sea.
Yeah, he rakia baso chamayim, right?
Okay,
that was the waters and the separation of the upper waters and the lower waters. But shlishi on Tuesday they would fast. Why al holchei midbaros? Why? What was on Tuesday? V'seirah hayabasha, right? The dry land. So holchei midbaros, so that people should be able to get to their destination from one place to the other. They would fast for such people. Berevi, on Wednesday they would fast. Al askarash lo tipal al tinokos, on a certain illness, a disease that should not befall the tinokos. Why? On Wednesday, what was created? The ma'oros. And ma'oros, spelled chaser vav, is actually pronounced me'eros, which are curses.
Wait, I forgot.
So the curse.
Maoros
were their lights. Lights, camera, action.
Tovim Maoros Abalo Kino.
Yes. That was on Wednesday. Bachamishi, on Thursday they would fast. Why? Al Ubros Umenikos. They would fast on the pregnant women and on the nursing women. Ubros lo yapilu. The pregnant women so that they should not miscarry. And Minikos sheyinaku as b'nehem.
Minikos is the nursing women.
Minikos is the nursing women. Ubros are the fat women. Okay, phat. They were the pregnant women.
Right.
Okay, and the Minikos were sheyaniku as b'nehem, so that they should successfully be able to nurse their children without problems. And why is that on Thursday? What was on Thursday? Yishvitzu ha'mayim sheres nefesh chaya. Right, so chaya is a lashon of birth. So both for the pregnant women and for the nursing women, that day and that this bracha that we should have, this tainus that we should have on Thursday is pertinent. Now, what's a little bit strange about this is that if they're fasting, these mamados are fasting for these particular reasons. Then, how is that connected in any way? How is that connected to the karbanos that are being brought for them? Like, we should be fasting every day, every week, like this. I mean, if you're just fasting for holchei midbaros, so then manishtana over then that they're fasting and not today. What does that have to do with the karbanos? Like, the ma'amados are there to work, like you said, in concert with their brothers of Kohanim and Levim that are doing the karbanos. So what does this have to do with the price of tea?
In China,
exactly.
Midbar.
What?
In the Midbar.
In the Midbar, even better, right? Yeah, I like how you did that.
It's
very good.
The price of tea in the Midbar?
Right.
That's the tea in the Midbar.
It was before espresso.
That's right. It's an espresso. You have to kind of get it. At any rate, I'm not really sure. But at any rate, the Gemara goes on.
The price of coffee at a better than camp in the Midbar.
Okay.
Kofix is back down to 5 shekels.
On Erev Shabbos, the price continues. But Erev Shabbos, lo hayu misanin. They would not fast on Erev Shabbos, but they come on a Shabbos. So that you would come into Shabbos with a proper belly. And kavachomer b'Shabbos atzma. Certainly on Shabbos itself, we're not going to allow you to fast because of covered Shabbos itself. Be'echad b'Shabbos. Now that brisa ends. The brisa did not tell us why we do not fast on Sunday. And so the Gemara picks up and says, why not Sunday? Be'echad b'Shabbos, my time alone. What's the reason why we do not fast on Shabbos? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, the Gemara is now going to give 3 reasons. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, mipnei anotzrim, because of the notzrim. Now, loosely translate, actually, literally translated, the notzrim are the Nazarenes. It does not refer to the Yashkeniks. No, because Yashka Yashka was post Beis Hamikdash, right? He was an Amora, so to speak, right? So you can't say that these Mamados are fasting.
As I heard a Rav once say back in America, Yashka was born 120 years after he died.
I don't get it.
I think it's saying that the founders of Christianity invented the religion about, what, 200 years after he was even alive? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, is that right? Though?
I didn't even know. 120 years
after. I'm just saying, if he was alive.
Yeah.
At any rate, I think that the Mipnei Notes Room is not to be taken as the Christians, is to be taken as these people of Nazareth who apparently had their religion. They had some kind of religion, and their holiday was Sunday. It's very strange. It sounds remarkably close to Christianity. But at any rate, you can't say that, because we're talking the Mamados, which existed in the times of the Bais, and he was well after that. So you have to say
these were Jews?
No, these were not Jews. These were non-Jews who had a religion that celebrated on Sunday. And so if we were to fast on Sunday, it would be like a slap in the face to them. We're fasting on the day that they're celebrating. It's almost as if we're trying to negate their celebration. So it wouldn't be appropriate.
Why not?
Yeah. It would be a chilul Hashem.
Why not?
What?
Are they Jewish?
I don't know if we want. No, no, I don't think there's no.
So who cares?
Were they?
I think we don't. I think Mipnei Shalom. We didn't want to.
Why? We're worried. We're afraid of the goyim in Eretz Yisrael.
We're afraid of the goyim. What?
Afraid of them.
So now you have me. Now you have me curious about this.
I don't know. Like, no greater day to fast than Xmas.
I don't know. Do they? What does the art scroll say? Now I thought
observe Sunday as a holiday would take offense if the Jews fasted.
Yeah, it's mashman that they're not. They weren't Jews.
That's all it says.
They would take a.
No, I didn't ask if they were Jews. I asked if they were Bnei Noach, like if they were Geratoshav.
No, because why would they be?
That took on the Sheva Mitzvah.
Why would they be celebrating the Sabbath then on Sunday? They're celebrating the Sabbath on Sunday.
What?
What were they celebrating on Sunday?
Their holiday. Lefisha Yom Chag Shalahem. This is the Rabbeinu Gershom. Lefisha Yom Chag Shalahem be'Echad b'Shabbos. They had a holiday on Sunday.
Yeah, but they can't be Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach is totally in accordance with Torah law.
Correct. Ve'im Hayu Yisrael Misanim. If the Jews were to fast during that day, Hayu Koasim, they would be upset. They would be angry. L'may Nafkin. We know that they're angry. I don't know if they have Shalom.
Unless they're going to try to kill us or something.
I don't know. Good questions, people. Good questions. I don't know. But anyway, that's Rabbi Yochanan. We have other opinions. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar, Mipnei Shehu Shlishi LiYetzira. Man was created on Friday, and so the third day is Sunday. And we know that the third day is typically Behiyosam Koavim. It's typically when we're very weak. So because we're in pain, we're weak, we don't want to be fasting, meaning adding weakness to our already established weakness. So we don't want to be double doing it and possibly jeopardizing our health. So as a result of that, we're not going to fast on Sunday either, which is strange because we do fast on other fast days. We have no problem with other fast days, right? No problem doing whether it's Nidches or Sunday. Right, whether it's even if it's a nidche, we don't mind doing it, and we don't mind fasting lechatchila on Sundays. So I don't really know why this is different. I don't know. This is a good question. Second question. Reish Lakish Amar Mipnei Neshama Yisera. Why? Because on Shabbos we're given a Neshama Yisera. The Amar Reish Lakish Neshama Yisera Nisna Baba Adam BeErev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, a person is given a Neshama Yisera. It's mashma that we're given the Neshama Yisera on Friday. I thought that we were given it when Shabbos comes in. We get the Neshama Yisera. It's mashma that Erev Shabbos we already have the Neshama Yisera. We might have Gemina, I don't know, but we get a Neshama Yisera on Friday.
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard that.
In all the years.
When do you
in all the years, Moshe.
What?
When do we get it? Friday or Shabbos?
Shabbos. Literally.
It might just be like a little bit before Shabbos.
Yeah.
It could have been. It could be. It's like the 5-minute warning, like a 2-minute warning in basketball, right? Neshama Yisera.
It's
not Shema Yisera. You're getting a Neshama Yisera ready. They have the announcer say 2 minutes, 2 minutes. You don't have that. You got to pay close attention. You have to be medayik in basketball games. You got to be very medayik. Anyway, b'motzei Shabbos, not l'noso mimenu. On Motzei Shabbos, the neshama Yisrael is taken away. Shenamar Shavas vayinafash. On the day of Shabbos, Shavas, he rested. Vayinafash. Vayinafash. Is learned by the Gemara Kevin Sheshava, since he rested, voy of the nefesh, vayinafash, voy nefesh. Woe is to us that we lost our extra soul. So on Motzei Shabbos / Sunday, we are grieving the loss of the Neshama Yisera. So to grieve the loss of a Neshama Yisera that was taken away from us recently, and then to fast on top of that would be a double doozy, double jeopardy. Can't do it. Do it.
Grieve by fasting.
Then we grieve by fasting. The
so
double
we can't
is that we can't double we can't double grieve. It's a double grieve. It doesn't work. It's like offsetting penalties, kind of, not at all. Okay. Okay. Now. Okay. So now the Mishnah said, this is where we get exciting. This is where things start to really heat up. Okay. This Gemara to me is a little bit of a pella. It really is a little bit of a pella. Both Svaras to me are a little bit of a pella. Maybe you guys can help me out with it. Not a hard Gemara, but very, very pellaic. But Yom Arishon Bereishis Vayirakia. Now we know they done the Kriyas the Torah was Maisa Bereishis. How did they do Maisa Bereishis? So they did on every single day, they did that day's creation for that Kriya plus the next day. In order to be able to get in 9 psukim, that's what they did. Okay, so now it says the Gemara like this. Tana, Bereishis B'Shnayim. Now Bereishis, the first Parsha, which is the first day, is 5 psukim. So Bereishis they read with 2 people. Yehi Rakia Be'echad. And Yehi Rakia, which is 3 psukim, they did with 1. So 3 psukim, that which is Yisrael, he read that one, and then the first 5 psukim were read by both the Kohen and the Levi. We'll see soon how that was split up. Yehi Rakia Be'echad. So, says the Gemara, Bishlam Yehi Rakia Be'echad. I understand why Yehi Rakia is read by one person, Tlasa Psuki Havu, because it's 3 psukim, and one person can read 3. Ela Bereishis B'Shnayim, Hei Psukin Havyan. But Bereishis with 2 people, it's 5 psukim. How did you possibly break it up? V'tanya, we have a brisa that says, Hakori B'Torah Al Yifchos Megimel Psukim. If a person's reading from the Torah, you gotta at least read 3 psukim. So 3 plus 3 equals...
Shesh,
not 5. So where are you gonna make up for the extra pasuk? So a Rav Amar Doleg, Rav says, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna skip. We're actually gonna skip backwards. We're gonna go 3 psukim. Breishis bara lokim es hashmayim es haaretz. The haaretz ha'isasov v'ahovu v'choshach apnei zahom v'ruach leim rochevez apnei amayim. Layom lokim yehi or vahi or. That's 3. Then the next guy reads vayom lokim yehi or vahi or, and then. The next pasuk, and the next 2 psukim. So he's going to read. The first guy's going to read 3. Then the next guy's going to read, going back 1 pasuk and then 2 ahead.
What about Minhag HaGra?
Minhag HaGra is interestingly not quoted in the Gemara. So Ushmuel Amar. What? Yeah, Tosafot discusses it up here, but not for now. It's that we're going to learn it in Megillah. Megillah discusses all of this stuff in much greater detail. Ushmuel Amar posing.
Not for the Mahamadas, not for my separations.
That's not Shaya. Ushmuel Amar Posek. Shmuel says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to stop in the middle of a pasuk. So the pasuk of Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or, is split up into 2 different people. Kohen reads, Bereishis bara lokim es hashmayim es haaretz v'haaretz ha'isasov v'ahovu v'choshach apnei zahom v'ruach leim rocheves apnei amayim. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. Period. That's he's done. Then when Levi picks up, he starts to read Vayehi Or, and then the next pasuk. Amazing. So Shmuel actually cuts the pasuk in half. It's an amazing thing. Rav, so says the Gemara, why does each person learn what they learn and not like the other guy? V'rav da amr doleg. Rav who says that we skip backwards a pasuk. My time alo amr posek. Why doesn't he say like Shmuel that we should cut it in half? So kasavar.
Yeah, it's not cut in half. Okay. V'yomer kelakim yehiur is four. It's four words. The v'yehiur is two words. It's okay. Not cut in half.
Okay, it's got two thirds and a third.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's divided. It's not exactly.
I gotta be very literal with you.
It's divided. It's not exactly chetzi chetzi.
It is divided. It is fractioned. Can I say fractioned?
It's divided into parts.
Yeah, but I mean,
fractured?
It is divided into two parts. Two unequal parts.
Yeah, but it, you know, it just.
I'm
it
very.
Avisi
chatasi poshati lefanecha shedalim
verekim.
It wasn't right. He did tshuva. He's on his way. Makabel is tshuva.
Are you mocking me? I'm not going to come back two more times. All right, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. This is a forgiving man. You're mevater. I appreciate that, you're a vatronus. Okay.
I would go for Rob before I would go for Shmuel.
Oh, well, okay, fine. Very good. I'm glad that, I'm sure that Rob is very happy that you said that. Now, so why does Rob not hold of this whole posik business, of the whole cutting this whole thing in two thirds and a third? Yeah? So Kasavar, say half so much better. I don't have to keep you're wasting my words here. My words are very valuable. Kasavar ko psuka de lo paske Moshe ana lo paskinan. Why? Because Rav says any pasuk that Moshe himself didn't cut up, we're not gonna cut up. Moshe had a Kabbalah as to where the psukim start and end. We don't have a right to come in the middle and start chopping up the pasuk into two thirds and a third. Right? We don't have a right to do that. So, Shmuel Amar Posek. Shmuel says, we do cut it up. We don't have a problem with that. Now, the Gemara is going to qualify Shmuel's din, but now the Gemara takes a different approach. Umi paskinan. Do we even, are we even allowed to chop up a pasuk? V'ha'am Rav Chanina. V'ha'am Rav Chanina kra. Rav Chanina was the kra. He was the person who was malamed tinokos. He was he taught children first grade chumash, and he said, "Tsar gadol hayali etzel Rav Chanina hagadol. Rav Chanina hagadol gave me great grief. V'lo hiterli livsok eli tinokos shobeis rabban. He only allowed me to cut up a pasuk when I was teaching it to children." Because I was doing it for the purpose of teaching for chinuch, so he allowed me to cut it up. But otherwise, you can't cut it up. So where does Shmuel get this whole thing from? And you start chopping up a pasuk. So Shmuel says, yeah, hasam time am I. What's the reason why Rav Chanina Kra was able to do it? Mishum de lo efshir. Because there's no other way to do it. For these kids, if you were to read a whole pasuk, they'd be totally confounded. So we're not going to confound the children. We're instead just going to chop up the pasuk. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. Hashem said that there should be light. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. You know, you go back and forth. But if you say the whole pasuk, it becomes very confusing. So therefore, lo efshir. Hachanami lo efshir. So says Shmuel, there's no other option. Here also, there's no other option. We have a five psukim parsha. What are you going to do? You have nothing else you could do. So what do? You take two psukim and then cut up the third. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. And stop it there. We have no other option. Now says the Gemara, Ushmuel Amar Posek, my time alo Amar Doleg. Why not? Why don't you go back, Shmuel? Rav said you can skip backwards. Why don't you skip backwards? So says Shmuel, unbelievable. Gzeira mishum hanichnasim, ugzeira mishum hayotzim. We have a gzeira. We put up a gzeira because of what? Because of the yotzim and because of the nichnasim. What are the yotzim and nichnasim? It goes like this. We're going to read, what are we going to do? We're going to read, according to Rav, we're going to read three psukim in the parsha of five. We're going to read Breishis Bara Elokim, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, and we're going to stop after Vayehi Or. Now, Charlie, who's sitting in the front of the Beis Medrash, and he's hearing Kriyas HaTorah, all of a sudden decides, I have to leave because I have to take a phone call. He starts to leave and he sees, wait a minute, there's only two psukim left in this parsha. I guess the halacha is that you're allowed to read a parsha with only two psukim. And then he leaves. And that's going to lead to people thinking that you can actually read a parsha with only two psukim. And so too somebody who came in the middle. Somebody who came in the middle and sees that we were doleg, that we started the second aliyah, we started with the third pasuk, because according to Rav, you go back and you read the third pasuk over again. He's going to be coming in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and he's going to see, oh, you see that they stopped after two psukim. It must be that the Kohen only read Bereshis Bara Elokim and V'ha'aretz Ha'isasohu V'avohu, only those two psukim. So we see that you're allowed to read two psukim in an aliyah. So because of these people who are leaving early and coming in late, we're going to make a whole gzeira to say you have to be you have to be doling. It's an amazing thing. I'm sorry, you have to cut it up. So it's an amazing thing. I think it's an amazing thing. We're making a gzeira. We're going to change around the whole way we do Kriyas HaTorah for who? For Avaryanim. For people who are doing what they're not supposed to be doing. For the guy who has to take a telephone call in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah so he leaves. Or the guy who comes into Kriyas HaTorah late because he was playing soccer outside. We're going to make a whole gzeira for these guys. It's a pili ploim. Why should we do it? These guys are not worthy of making a gzeira for them. 99% of the...
How about the guy? As he's reading the four words of the third pasuk,
yeah,
and then the next guy reads the two words of the third pasuk and the fourth and the fifth,
yeah,
and he's thinking
you could chop up a pasuk,
yeah,
yeah. Apparently, Shmuel says, technically, there's no problem with chopping up a pasuk. And the raya is that Rav Hanina Krah did it. So if you don't have a pasuk, there's no other option. If there's no other option, then what are we going to do? We'll chop up the pasuk. I would rather, Shmuel says, this is how the Sfas Emes learned, I would rather chop up a pasuk than give people who are coming in late or leaving early the impression that you're allowed to have a two pasuk aliyah. I'd rather chop up a pasuk. Amazing. Now, secondly, Rav says that kol pasuk lo paski Moshe Rabbeinu an lo paskina. Any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't chop up, we can't chop up. So what does Shmuel say? Does Shmuel not hold of that? Is that a halacha that Rav came up with all of a sudden? What kind of halacha is that? If it's a halacha kavua, then any pasuk that Moshe did not chop up, we can't chop up. So if that's the case, then why doesn't Shmuel hold of it? And if it's not true, why does Rav think of it? Where did he get it from? Where is this whole thing? Where are these ideas coming from? I don't know.
It seems confusing that you're going to teach these kids the wrong way to do it. Because you can't break up a pasuk. So we're going to teach the kids you can break up a pasuk.
Yeah, that's another issue.
That's a good question. Do you have a first grader?
My kid's 2.5.
2.5. So Mitzvah Shem, you're getting there. But I have a first grader. And my first grader is not thinking, oh, I guess you're allowed to chop up a pusik. He's just pushing, thinking, whatever, Bereish is in the beginning. But oh, sorry, that was back in America. Okay, whatever it is. Okay, whatever it is. I don't know. Good question. But I think that the first graders are probably not on the... they're not on the intellectual level to be start having shilas.
Is it trying to teach them the pasuk or teach them the process in which they're going to be able to recite the pasuk and understand the pasuk? First you need to understand the pasuk,
yeah,
and then what to do with it.
Right, yeah. I would say that sounds about right. Anyway, the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, Meisvei, I'm going to ask Akasha both on Rav and on Shmuel. Parsha shel shisha psukim, the Brisa says, if you have a parsha that is six psukim long, so then korin osa b'shnayin, that's easy. You have two people read it, right? One person's going to read three, the next person's going to read three. Very easy. V'shel chamisha, but if you have a five pasuk aliyah, harishona kore gimel. The first guy is going to read three. Hasheni kore shnayim mi parsha zu, v'achas mi parsha acheres, and then one from the following one. So he's holding according to neither guy. Right? The Yisharim, the Brisa continues. Some people say, okay, Gimel, you even go three psukim ahead to the next aliyah. Because we never want to start an aliyah less than three psukim, because then people coming in are going to think that we're allowed to start an aliyah before three psukim. So says the Gemara, based on that brisa, lamanda amar doleg lidlog, lamanda amar posek livsok. I don't understand. Bain, according to Rav, who says you're allowed to doleg, you should go back. And Bain, according to Shmuel, who says you can chop up the pusuk. Why, in a five pusuk aliyah, are we reading the following aliyah? Why should we do that? According to neither pshat, does this make sense? So the Gemara says, shiny hasam. It's different over there. Why? The islay revacha. In a normal case, in a normal aliyah, there's plenty of space. You're allowed to go ahead. There's no problem with going ahead. So you go a little bit ahead. One plus the three psukim, it's no big deal. But here, we have a quota to reach. The quota is Bereshis and the Hirakia. You've got to confine yourself to those two aliyos. Why exactly? I don't really know. I don't really know what... Why are we so constricted with only the first two alleles? Why do we care if we don't go ahead a little bit? Like, what's it going to kill us if we go ahead a little bit? I don't know. At any rate, the Gemara continues, and we're going to have to continue because there's no...
Because there's a structure.
There's a structure, I understand. My question is, why is the structure? But it's not for now. We can talk about it afterwards. But anyway, I want to do the next Gemaras because the next Gemaras are very easy. We're not learning on Monday, so therefore we need to go a little bit weiter. But it should be interesting enough to keep us...
They could have gotten rid of all these problems by doing on the first day, day one, two, and three.
Great question. Parsha Gedolah Koritz on Abishnayim. Excellent question. I had the same question. Parsha Gedolah Koritz on Abishnayim. A big parsha you read with two people. B'shachris u'b'mosaf u'b'mincha korin al pihen. So this is a very hard Mishnah to read. It says b'shachris u'b'mosaf u'b'mincha. So what's going to what? Is it shachris or musaf korin al b'shnayim? Is it mincha korin al pihen? That's what the Gemara is going to take up right now. Ibarlu, they asked the question. Heichika amar, what does the Mishnah mean? B'shachris u'b'mosaf korin al b'sefer. Does it mean to say that both in shachris and in musaf we read it inside the sefer? U'b'mincha korin al peh. And mincha time, we read it bal peh, meaning we read out of a chumash, kikor nishma, o dilma, or perhaps, hachi katani, maybe this is what the Mishnah means. B'shachris kornosa b'sefer. Shachris time, we read it inside the sefer Torah. Ube musaf, ube mincha, kornosa bal peh. In other words, where do we put musaf? Does musaf get read with a sefer Torah, or does it get read with mincha, which is not in a sefer Torah? That's the Gemara's question. Toshma. So the Gemara brings a raya and says, Desanya, b'shachris u'b'musaf, both at shachris and musaf time, nichnasin l'beis haknesis v'korin k'derach shakorin k'loshana. Both in shachris and in musaf, you come to shul and you read it with the Sefer Torah. Like you read it all year long. U'b'mincha yachid koris alpeh. Mincha time, we read it balpeh. Why at mincha time do we not read in the Sefer Torah? So the Rishon explained, because mincha time and v'tainis, you're already very weak, and so to trouble the Kehila to take out the Sefer Torah and to read it inside is a whole to-do. We're not going to make him do it. We'll just have him read it al-peh. Amar of Yossi, v'chi yachid lach likro sivrei Torah al-peh, but Tzibur, is a yachid allowed to read for a rabbim without a Sefer Torah? Are you allowed to do that? So says the Gemara, Elo no, kula nechnasim koris na'al-peh, kikor neshma. Everybody reads it to themselves. Everybody reads from a chumish. They read at mincha time, they read the Maisa Bereshis, and that's it.
So
and that's our Yodel Yossi. What?
Everybody just pulls out a cloth?
No, or whatever. They read it balpeh, like literally, or they look on to a... I guess back then they didn't really have chumashim per se, so they had like klafen. I guess they had regular klafen.
But that word, to be like
in other words,
right?
this reading is not incorporated in the mincha tefillah.
Yeah, the reading with the Sefer Torah is not, but the reading al peh is.
So literally,
it is
you're doing mincha, and in the mincha Shmona Esrei. Okay, you've got the you've got the korban.
No, this is not a Shmona Esrei. This is before Shmona Esrei, or maybe after Shmona Esrei. For all I know, it probably is before Shmona Esrei. They read the Maimon. They read the Maisa Bereshis.
Like what we do.
Not in the middle of Shmona Esrei.
Lachora.
Going weiter a little bit. Sorry to push it, but we're making pretty good time. And I need to put you guys to sleep, okay? Thursday night, we need a good schluffin, so we're going to put you guys to sleep. Kol yom sheyish bo halal ein bo maimon. The Mishnah actually says, and then it says v'chulei. The v'chulei is important because the following Gemara, the next one line in Gemara, is going on the next part of the Mishnah, which says that during the Atze Kohanim, the Zman Atze Kohanim, they canceled out the Ne'ilah, but they did not cancel out Mincha. So the question is going to be, Ma Hefresh Ben Zela Zeh, says the Gemara, what's the difference that they cancel out Ne'ilah, but they don't cancel out Mincha? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Halalu Divrei Torah, Halalu Divrei Sofrim. Mincha was originally established by Yitzchak, so it's in, so quote unquote, in the Torah, even though it's not Midaraisa. It's Torah based. But Ne'ilah is not. It's totally Midrabanan. So therefore, we don't mind canceling out the Drabanan. We do mind canceling out the Daraisa. Tadir Kodem. That's only a din when you're reading both and you don't know which one to read first. Tadir Vashenu Tadir Kodem will dictate that we read one first. But to say that we're canceling out one entirely, that the din of Tadir doesn't exist for that. The next Gemara is a easy one. We'll do a Tanur Rabbanan. But smart. Zman Atze Kohanim V'ha'am. The times of the Atze Kohanim and the Kohanim used to bring in wood for the Mizbeach. Tanur Rabbanan. Lama Hutru Choloimar Zman Atze Kohanim V'ha'am. What was the reason for this Zman Atze Kohanim V'ha'am? Amru. So they said, Kesha'alu Bnei Agola, when the Bnei Agola came up in the times of the second Bayis, Momatsu Eitzim Belishka. They did not see Eitzim in the Lishka to put on the Mizbeach. V'amdu Elu, these people got up, v'his nadvu mishalahem, and they made a nedava from their own pockets. V'kach hisnu neviim shebeneihem, and therefore the neviim amongst them made the following condition. Shafilu Lishka melea Eitzim, even if the Lishka is full with Eitzim, yihiyu Elu misnadvim mishalahem. These people would be allowed to be misnadev Eitzim for the Mizbeach. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk in Nehemiah, we cast lots on the korban ha'etzim, ha'kohanim alvim v'ha'am, lahavi beis alokeinu, to bring this wood to the beis alokeinu, lebeis avoseinu, le'itim muzumanim, for specific times, shana b'shana, each year, leva'er al mizbeach Hashem, to stoke on the mizbeach of Hashem alokeinu, kakas v'torah, as it says in the Torah that we should. All right, I would want to go further, but you guys are literally plotzing on me, so I'm not going to have it. We're going to stop here, and we're going to plotz instead the next time we meet. Yeah?
A week from tonight.
I'm guessing it's going to be a week from tonight. It's going to be Thursday night. We will have to do quite a bissel bit. It's only 42 minutes. Whew. We should.